track session number 24903,
reel 4.
Well, I was only on there 2 or 3 days. Most of the time I was on the Jamaica.
Right. Again, the Jamaica, anything different about the Jamaica?
Only 2 or 3 blokes I knew on there, and they've got friendly with us all.
Yeah, any difference between the atmosphere on that ship and the Belfast?
No, it's just the same.
And you were away from England for how long?
2 years, 10 months. I go away 6 months and now come back in the band's plane.
So you were away from your family for that period of time. Did you get homesick?
Not really, no. Sometimes you might do. Birthdays and things like that, but otherwise you didn't.
How did you keep in contact with people at home?
Pardon?
How did you keep in contact?
Oh, by letters.
And were you allowed to tell them where you were or anything?
Oh, no. We had special airmail letters. You wrote them and you couldn't stick them down. They were read before they sent them home to you. Not there during the war.
And was that always the case, or just when you were in...
All the time I was in Korea.
All the time you were in Korea?
Mm.
And did you write to your family often?
I used to write once a week, yeah.
Did you keep in contact with any other people at home?
Not really, no. A couple of aunties and things, I suppose.
And did you leave a girlfriend behind or anything?
No, well, I had one, but it fizzled out while I was out there. can't really, really wait 2 years, 10 months for you, can you?
So, from what you said, the Belfast went back to England.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
We'd come back to recommission.
During the middle of the war, it went back to England and came back again.
On?
The Belfast went to England and came back.
Yeah. They changed crews.
And you didn't go with them?
No.
And this was in August
19. I stayed out there.
1950. Mm. Was anybody else in your position as well?
All the Admiral's staff. The Admiral's staff stayed out there, and the Admiral.
And where were they?
Those on the Jamaica or Kenya or the Sheffield.
And then you went back to Belfast when it came back?
So it came back, I joined it again, yeah.
Because the crew had changed, was there any differences that you noticed?
No. 2 or 3 of them come back with it, but not many, because like some of them, they joined just before I had. They didn't do their 2 years, because they came home and went back with it. Then they came back with me when I came back in 52.
And once they themselves have returned to Korea, did anything change?
We're still the same skipper. Because we changed skippers halfway through the commission. So we had Sinclair Ford when I first went out there. And halfway through that, we had Lee Mazur. And Lee Mazur came back with it.
Was there any difference in
discipline? No.
Styles of command?
No.
So you lived that existence for 2 years during the war? You lived that existence for about 2 years during the Korean War.
Yeah.
Do you remember how the war came to an end and how you first heard about it?
How we first read about it. I first heard about it on the radio. There was bits about it in the paper about it, but never got the paper in about a month late.
And was this being the Forces radio station you were listening to? And what was your reaction when you heard the war had finished?
Well, we just thought it would fizzle out, but it didn't fizzle out. We thought it would be about, like the Falklands, about a couple of weeks and over. But it wasn't.
Were you relieved that it finished?
Pardon?
Were you relieved that it finished?
Oh, yeah.
Ward Real Poor. How was this announced on board?
Well, the skipper said he was going to give a message in about half an hour's time, and he told us about it.
Were there any special celebrations?
No.
Did that mean that you were now able to go home?
Pardon?
Did it mean that you were now able to go home?
Ring home?
Go home.
Oh, they couldn't go home, no.
How long were you out there in Korea after the conclusion of the war?
How long was I out there? About 2 years, I suppose.
After the war finished?
No, I was home before it finished. I went out there all because my commission had finished. I was supposed to do 2 years. I'd done 2.5. But I'd come home about 6 months before it finished.
Oh, I see. And how did you return home?
I came on the Empress of Australia. As a first class passenger.
And what was that trip like?
Oh, lovely. Laying on the upper deck all day. Boozed all night. I was that colour when I come home.
Were you the only one going back on that trip?
No, there was 12 of us.
And you said that was the end of your commission.
Pardon?
You said that was the end of your commission.
My end of my commission, yeah.
What happened to you when you returned to England?
I had 6 weeks leave. I went back to Shelton Barracks. And I got put in the reserve fleet again. Then I joined HMS Bramble, minesweeper. Not a year on that. And after that I went to the firefighting school at Shelton, training midshipman firefighting.
Going back to the time when you got back, What was it like going back to England after such a long absence?
I didn't know where I was. That was a different world, it was, coming back.
What had changed?
Trolley buses and things. Well, I hadn't had trolley buses before I went away. I've seen trolley buses in London, but I hadn't had one of the outskirts of London.
Had people changed?
I think they had, yeah. You can't really think about it now. I know it's not coming into another world. It's about 20 years further advanced, because they're about 20 years behind the times out in Hong Kong and Singapore like that. They're way beyond the times. I don't know about now, but they was then.
What about things like television?
Pardon?
What about things like television?
Television, oh yeah. That was just beginning to go then, wasn't it? All black and white, but.
What things changed? You mentioned the trolley buses, anything else?
Well, we never had a television set when I went out there, but they had one when I come back. Never had a telephone when I went out there, they had a telephone when I come back.
And, was your father still working?
Bon?
Was your father still working?
Yeah.
And what about your mother?
Pardon?
What about your mother?
No, she's retired.
How did you spend that 6 weeks?
Going around seeing everybody.
Did you do anything else?
Pardon?
Did you do anything else?
Not really, no. I just went around to see everybody and they went back to the barracks and they had another few months on a reserve fleet. Putting minesweepers into mothballs. And I went on HMS Bramble, minesweeper.
Tell me about that.
Oh. We used to do minesweeping exercises off the East Coast.
When was that?
That was 52. Well, end of 52, beginning of 53. That's where I met Ted Hill. Well, it was Ted Hill in the Belfast, so I met him again on the Bramble. But he came on the commission after me on the Belfast. And I came home before him. And he came home when the commission finished. And he went straight on the Bramble. But I went that reserve fleet bit of time before he was on the Bramble.
So on the Bramble, how does life differ from the time you spent in Belfast?
Well, we had bunks on there. It's a lot smaller. You know what a minesweeper is to a cruiser.
How many crew?
About 90, I think. There's nearly 1,000 on the Belfast.
So you had bunks?
Made bunks, yeah.
Did you, how were you fed? How did the food?
Oh, we still done it the same as what the Belfast done. Do it yourself.
And what was your role on the Bramble?
Well, I was on the diesel generators on the, what's the name? Diesel generators that control the magnetic field you put through the mine. You make a minefield round a minefield sort of thing, and it tells you where the mines are, and it draws it to the magnetic field, they pop up and you fire at them.
And was that operation successful?
Oh yeah. Oh, I enjoyed it on there.
And how long were you on the Bramble?
About 2 years.
And during that time, whereabouts did the Bramble work or operate?
Well, we had mostly between Harwich and all around that area, Orford Ness and Harwich. We had two or three good trips. We went to Brussels, got the freedom of the city of Brussels. And then we went to Hamburg. That's where I hit the policeman. And we went to Dunkirk a couple of times. But other than that, we was just up the east coast training officers for minesweeping. It was a training ship ready for officers.
And that lasted for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you got the freedom in the city of Brussels. How did that come about?
Well, the old Bramble had done something years ago for Belgium, for Brussels. And we was invited out there, the new Bramble was invited out there to get the freedom of the city. But this something they'd done for them years ago.
And was there a ceremony?
Oh, yeah.
We got
the freedom of the city and marched through the town with bayonets fixed and things like that. And the mayor would give us a party at night. It was about a 4-day celebration, it was.
And did all the crew participate?
Pardon?
All the crew participated.
Oh, yeah.
And was the ship prepared for that celebration in any way?
Oh, yeah, we knew it was coming, so we was all rigged up for it. We knew about 2 months before that man was going out there. We just thought it was a celebration. We didn't know he was going to get the freedom of the city. So not many ships get the freedom, is it? They say he told me he marched through a town with fixed bayonets.
And how was the ship rigged up?
Pardon?
How was the ship rigged up?
Oh, all lights and flags, all the masts and everything. The cocktail parties on board and all the dignitaries come aboard. And
you also made stop trips to Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just a trip out there. There's nothing special. We just went to show the flag out there, sort of thing.
And why were you visiting Hamburg?
I was just showing the flag up at Hamburg.
Tell me about the incident with the policeman.
Well, we'd all had a few drinks, as sailors do, and we was walking on the path, and these two policemen were walking on the path, and they wouldn't move, and I wouldn't move, and they said, "Get in the road." I've had a few, I said, "I'm not getting them." "You're getting a road." I went, "Boom." That was it.
Were you arrested by the...
I was arrested by the German police. Got away with it on the ship, because they saw the funny side of it. But I got a £25 fine, hitting the policeman.
From the German authorities?
Yeah. But our skipper saw the funny side of it. He said, "I've probably done the same." He said, "I won't get a... walking a row for a German."
You weren't punished by the captain?
No, he saw the funny side of it. He let me off. He said, "Oh, I'd have done the same probably." He said, "I wouldn't have got off the pavement for a German. Hope you're not German."
And after your time in the Bramble came to an end, where did you go then?
I went for chatting with the mob. Done me some years.
So what year are we talking about now?
55.
So you were demobbed at Chatham?
No. What? Went to Chatham in mob and they say they're awoken.
And what happens there?
Well, they give you a civvy suit. Take all your bits and papers and bits and pieces off you.
And what about your uniform and things?
Oh, I kept my uniform. I was in a reserve for 5 years.
So what does the demob process involve?
Pardon?
What does demobbing involve?
Well, going there and giving all your papers in and having a medical and going around choosing what suit you wanted, what hat you wanted. And
was there a selection?
Pardon?
Was there a selection?
Oh yeah, quite a selection. Because caps was in a thing, you know, the lion-headed cap on it. A brown sports jacket, nigger brown trousers, brown shoes, that was the in thing that was then.
So you were the height of fashion?
Yeah. A yellow tie, alright. Black shirt, that was the in thing then. I've still got the yellow tie.
Did they receive any career advice or training?
Pardon?
Did you receive any career advice or training?
Oh, we had that fortnight before I come out. We had a EVT course. And what's that?
What's an EVT course?
Well, it's just familiarise us with civilian life and things like that.
What does ETD stand for?
Elementary voluntary training.
And what did the course involve?
Well, it told you about ration books and things like that, and what you had to do, and tell you about labour exchange. Well, it used to be called a labour exchange, called Social Security now. Now we go and sign on and all this. It's only for a couple of hours of a morning.
Did they give you a ration book?
Pardon?
Did they give you a ration book?
Yeah.
What was still rationed in 1955?
Pardon?
What was still rationed in 1955?
Oh, sugar, sweets, meat. There's quite a few things, I can't think of all that. It's just a long while ago, you can't remember that far back, can you, 50 years ago?
Was it a bit of a shock to be on rations after?
It was, yeah, where you eat what you like and mum said, oh, don't put too much butter on that bread. Because you do like loads on ships, there's no ration on ships.
So, after you were demobbed, what did you do then?
I went in the Merchant Navy.
You said you remained on the reserve, the Naval Reserve.
Yeah.
How long was that for?
5 years, but I was never called up for it.
And tell me about your time in the Merchant Navy.
Well, I went to Silver Line, tankers. I was in them until 1985. And I retired.
Did you remain with the same company?
Pardon?
With the same company all the time? And what was your job? With
Silver Line. Well, I started off, there was a PO by the time I come out of the Royal Navy. I went into the third engineer in the RFA, in the Merchant Navy, and I finished up as a chief engineer, a four-ring engineer, after 25 years. Went in as a area stoker and come out as a chief engineer.
Did that involve further training and exams or anything like that?
Well, I had to go for different calls every year. Well, 5 times I went up for my chief ticket. In the end, he gave it to me. He said, I know you can do it. But every time I went up, I saw the same bloke. He said, I know you can do it, he says. So he gave me the ticket. I can't write nothing down. I can do the job and tell somebody else about it, but I can't write nothing down. And I failed every time on writing it down. But I knew the theory of it, the theory of it.
In the Merchant Navy compared to being in the Royal Navy?
Oh, totally different. different way of life altogether.
In what way?
More relaxed, and the higher you got, and the more relaxed it got.
How many people were, I mean, these were huge oil tankers.
Pardon?
Were these oil tankers?
Oil tankers, yeah. Oil tankers and chemical tankers, it was.
And whereabouts in the world did you operate?
We used to go out the Middle East, up the Baltic, mostly.
There
it is, up there. I've done that 4 years.
And did you receive any pension from the Navy?
Pardon?
Did you receive any pension from the Navy or any payments or anything on your demob?
Oh, I've got 66 quid on my demo for being in Korea. Gratuity.
Did that amount vary if you hadn't seen wartime service? Would that be less?
Well, you wouldn't have got it if you hadn't done wartime service.
And,
Old Ted was upset because he only got 60, because he went out there for long. You know, Ted, dude. Just by talking to him, boy, you know by seeing him.
I've only spoken to him on the phone. Mm. So you went into the Merchant Navy? You went into the Merchant Navy?
I went into the Merchant Navy, yeah. I was there in 1985.
Looking back, which ship did you prefer to be on? Which was your favourite ship?
The Belfast and that one, Dutch Engineer. The two best ships I've read.
Of the Royal Naval ships you served?
Well, the Belfast is the best one of the Royal.
Why do you think that was?
Well, it was like one big family, was. Never any arguments. Had a couple of punch-ups when people come off drunk, but there's never any animosity or anything like that on there.
And what do you think makes a ship like that?
I think it's the officers making a ship like that. If they're friendly and not too strict, I think the ship's all right. So when my wife's gone, she said, I'll be home at 3. My chief on the Belfast is now the padre of the Belfast Association. When he left the Navy, he took in the church. He's the bloke with a beard up in the right hand corner. He's my chief on it. Yeah. Chief Preston, isn't he? Not the way I was talking about. He's just a spare chief. He's my chief on there.
Perhaps one thing I could have asked you about weapons and things. Did you learn to operate any weapons?
Pardon?
Did you learn to operate any weapons?
No. They fired him yesterday, didn't they, on the Belfast for the 65th birthday? Did you know that? Only blanks, mind you, otherwise they'd have killed half of London. But
is there anything else about your time in Korea that you would want to
anything about what?
Add?
Not really, no. I'll say, your mind, as you get older, your mind goes. I don't know why, but all of a sudden, when you've got